This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There is a certain amount of trickle-down economics to the government shutdown story. The government is closed, so national parks are closed. National parks are closed, so vacations are ruined. Vacations are ruined, so vacationers are asking for refunds. And you know what? Sometimes they're actually getting them. Marketplace's David Weinberg has that story.
If you were planning on flying to Arizona this weekend to take a donkey ride through the Grand Canyon or maybe jet off to Wyoming to watch Old Faithful do its predictable dance in Yellowstone, you might want to call the airline, some of which are offering refunds in the form of vouchers.
A voucher is no loss of revenue. It just allows the customer to take the trip later without getting gouged for a change fee. But the airline still keeps the money.
Michael Boyd is an airline consultant with the Boyd Group. He says it's unlikely that the airlines will see a substantial loss in revenue because there aren't a lot of tourists traveling this time of year. The exception, though, is Washington, D.C. airports.
That's the gateway to get inside the Beltway. Since the Beltway is now closed, you're going to have people canceling trips.
Boyd says a prolonged shutdown could cause a 20% drop in D.C. air traffic. On the other side of the country, just outside of Yosemite National Park, Peggy Mosley is the innkeeper at the Groveland Motel. She says business is slower than normal because of the shutdown.
Our employees don't get paid when we don't have guests.
I talked to Mosley a couple of months ago when her business had dropped dramatically after the August Rim fire. Many of her employees had to file for unemployment as a result. She was expecting a rebound as tourists came to see huge fields of wildflowers that typically bloom after a fire. Instead, with the park closed, she has fewer hours to offer her employees.
They are eating out of the local food bank. Their water and their propane is getting turned off. It is an incredibly difficult time for our employees right now.
The national parks themselves are offering refunds to park visitors. The U.S. Office of Travel and Tourism was unable to respond to my request for an interview. It's closed as a result of the shutdown. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.